Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
During the 1940s and into the 1950s, a term was coined that we still use today to describe an unexpected and unintentional interruption of an audio or of a video signal while broadcasting on the radio or on television. And that time of silence is known as dead air. And that term, dead air, has also been used to describe a buildup of carbon monoxide or of carbon dioxide in an unventilated room, which could result in unconsciousness or even in death. And today, that term is also used to describe any uncomfortable time of silence in any conversation or in any situation. And as we come to Psalm 28, we find that the psalmist was experiencing a time of dead air in his life, a time when God was silent. He wasn't answering the prayers of the psalmist. Certainly it was an unsettling time for him. A time that many of us have experienced in our own lives as well, as we have walked with the Lord Jesus Christ over the years. And so, in verse 1 of Psalm 28, the psalmist says this: "To you, O Lord, I call. I weep, and I mourn, and I cry out. I lift up my voice to you day and night. For you are my rock, and you're my fortress. You're my strength, my safety, and my stability depends upon you alone. So, Lord, do not be deaf to me." Harash in Hebrew. "Do not remain silent because I feel as if my prayers are just bouncing off of the ceiling and going nowhere, driving me deeper and deeper into despair. Where else can I go except to you? But Lord, if you are silent to me, then I might become like those who go down into the pit of hell," bor in Hebrew, "into the grave, where there is no hope at all. Or I might become so overwhelmed by the sin that is all around me that I become like those who do not know you, and so I disgrace your name." The enemy is strong, and I'm weak, but you're stronger. And many of us know how easily the ungodly in this world can influence us and drag us away from our commitment to the things of the Lord. An influence that many of us are exposed to every day of our lives. And so we are in danger that our testimony for the Lord might become silenced because we fear them And because we tolerate their wickedness and their selfishness more than we love the Lord Jesus Christ. As the Apostle Paul pointed out in Philippians chapter 3, where he said, "As I have told you, and now I tell you again, even weeping, that many among us walk according to the pattern of this world, even though they profess to belong to the Lord. But in reality, they are enemies of the cross of Christ." Yes, enemies whose end is their eternal punishment, whose God is the pursuit of their fleshly desires, whose glory is their shame, because they have set their mind on the things of this world and not on the things of Christ. And as we are also told in James chapter 4, that by our love of the things of this world, we choose to make ourselves enemies of God. Seems like that's the situation we find ourselves in today, isn't it? So Lord, we pray. We pray that you would hold on to us. Keep us from falling into the ways of the world and from becoming entangled in sin. For with you, there is victory over sin. So Lord, every morning, before I go out into the world, Lord, I long to hear your voice as I look to you in your word. And I get your perspective on life. Lord, prepare me for the battle that I must face today. Hear the voice of my supplications, the psalmist says in verse 2. Shameh in Hebrew. Only you understand my need of you when I cry out to you for help. When I lift up my hands towards your holy sanctuary in the glory of heaven, do not drag me away with the wicked, rasha in Hebrew, with the ungodly, and with those who work iniquity and wickedness and harm, with those who speak peace and friendship with their neighbors, and with their family, while in reality, evil is in their hearts. Requite them, Lord, the psalmist asks in verse 4. Nathan in Hebrew. Repay them. Give back to them according to their work, according to their conduct, and according to the evil, ruach, according to the rottenness of their practices. Requite them, deal with them according to the deeds of their hands. Repay them, shuv in Hebrew. Render unto them their recompense, it says. Gamul in Hebrew, what they deserve. Because the psalmist says in verse 5, they do not regard, they do not value the works of the Lord or the deeds of his hands. They do not see his goodness or his wisdom or his perfection or his love. Angels worship before the Lord, before the throne of God in heaven. We're told that in the book of Revelation. They worship him day and night in holy fear and in adoration. But the ungodly have no fear of God. Instead, they use his name as a curse to punctuate their sentences. So in the end, it says, he will tear them down like a building that has been condemned, and he will not build them up again, even forever. So, the psalmist tells us in verse 6, we kneel before him, and we cry out, blessed is the Lord God, because in my mind and in my heart, I know that he has heard my prayers. He has heard the voice of my supplication to him, and I can testify that in my hour of weakness and of despair, the Lord is and he has always been the strength of my heart and my shield of protection. So my heart trusts in him. I rely on him alone. And so I am helped and I am supported and I am protected by him. Therefore, the psalmist says in verse 7, my heart exalts him. Alas, in Hebrew, I leap for joy and I rejoice with a song of praise. And so I thank him. But Lord, not only me, he says in verse 8, but Lord, you are the strength of all of your people. You are a saving defense and an everlasting stronghold of deliverance and a victory to your anointed ones. So Lord, I pray, save your people. Give them victory over sin. Encourage them. Gather them into the fold. Lead them through the wilderness of difficulty. Those who are struggling, those who are on the verge of falling away. And Lord, bless those who are your inheritance through the sacrifice of your Son. Bring unity to your people through the truth of your word. Unite their heart to fear your name as the holy fire of your truth in your word fills their lives. And be their shepherd. Lead them. Guide them. And lift them up and carry them in your arms through the storms of this life as their shepherd. May they be lights shining brightly, burning fervently with the truth in the darkness of this world until the day that you carry them home to the glory of heaven forever in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.